Куфлам Адаладжис, the last Gemara. Amabez, Kuflam Gimel Amabez, really. Yeah, Kuflam Gimel Amabez. Umoititzin, the Mishnah says also on Shabbos, you're allowed to make a mitzitza. The Mishnah is allowed to suck out the blood after you make the chatircha of the orla. Omer Apopo, Hai Umna, that means a moil. The Loimayitz, if he doesn't make the mitzitza, even in the middle of the week, is sakonhu, it's a sakonhu to the kid, to have a milu done to him and not to have a mitzitza. And we fire the moil. If he didn't make a mitzitza, he made a sakona to the kid. So avrinulei, we make him ois moil. For the more pshita, avada, you should fire him because he put the kid in mokum sakona. What's the right if you don't do a mitzitza? The kid is in a sakona. Miduko machal leyolei shabbato. Since the Mishnah says that on Shabbos you're allowed to do a mitzitza. Now mitzitza, you're doing a malacha. You're making a chabura by sucking out the blood. You're causing the blood to come out of the mokum. That's an issur d'oraisa. So what's the heter to do the mitzitza on Shabbos? Elamai sakonahu. That since the kid is a mokum sakona, that's why you're allowed to do it. Pikuach nefesh is doicha Shabbos. So from this gemara it's mashma that the mitzitza is not really a chelik of the mitzvah's milah. Milah itself is the chaticha, cut off the orla, and then make a priya. Cut off the skin, be pareya the skin. That's all. That we do mitzitza stam mishum refuah. Like if you don't do the mitzitza, it's a sakona. So that's why you do it on Shabbos, because it's a pikuach nefesh if you don't do it. So the churat treater, what's the chiddush telling me that if an umen a moil doesn't do it, he's putting the kid in mokum sakona? So the gemara, yeah, it's a chiddush. Mal the time for now, mission alone, I would think like this: Haida mifkat pocket. I'll tell you, really, there's no sakona. If you don't do a mitzitza, there's no sakona. What's the heter to do it on Shabbos then? I tell you, because you're not being over nisur d'oraisa. The dam, the blood inside the mokum where the orla is mifkat pocket. It's like stored there. It's like in a glass that it's stored in a glass. So the dam you suck out of that mokum to have a meaner, it's not called a maisa chabura. Because if the dam is just stored up there. And kamash mula, no. Chaburei mechba. It's talking about the dam, the blood there is like dissolved in the system. So by you sucking it out, you're pulling out the blood out of the basar that is called doing a maisa chabura. That's the chiddush of Rapopo. That you should know the reason why we do a mitzitza, because if not, it's a sakona. And that's the reason why we do it on Shabbos. Because it is a malacha. It is called the dam there is like dissolved in the system, in the meat. So by sucking it out, you're doing a maisa chabura. You're doing an issur d'oraisa. So the reason why it's mutter, because if you don't do it, the kid is b'mokum sakona. Marvadumya, the espalnius ulkamein. Just like the Mishnah says, you're allowed to put this band-aid after you make the milah. You put the band-aid. First, the espalnius is a band-aid that has medicine on it. What's the heter to do it after the milah? Because if not, the kid is a mokum sakona. Who would do kumain? Kumain is also a type of powder, medicine, that you put on the mokum milah, because if you don't do it, the kid is a mokum sakona. Yeah. So, Trashi. Mal the Teirashim Astisin Le'ashmina the Mechala Shabbat Olor. The Dam Mifkat Pocket. Does the Havamina say there's no Chilu Shabbos? But the Dam is Mufkat V'Yoymin Shom. Kenosim Bekli. It's as if the blood is stored up in a glass. O Mitzitza Ein Chabura. And when you suck out the Dam, you're not making a Chabura. It's just like the Dam is in one place. V'Yen Kan Yis Teira. O Mishumachi Shor. Maybe that's the reason why the Mishnah says you could do a Mitzitza on Shabbos. V'Lav Mishum Sakona. And maybe not that there's a sakon if you don't do it. If you have a moil that did the milah without making a mitzitz in the middle of the weekday, maybe last sakon, he didn't put the kid in mokum sakonim, but maybe I shouldn't fire the moil from being a moil. Kamashmlon, that's your papa's chiddush? No. Kamashmlon, the dam cheburei mechbar, means the blood of the mokum amila is mamis in the bosom. When you suck it out, the day mitzitza, it's called you making a chabura. Still, we say it's mutter to do it on Shabbos. What's the heter to do a chabura on Shabbos? It has to be mishum sakono. Just like the Mishnah says, lady can put a bandage and the medicine, that's mishum sakono. Who are din mitzitza is mishum sakono. Mela for moil does not do a sakono in the middle of the weekday. We fire the moil because they put the kibbum up in sakono. So the more my is planus to kumoin ki lo yovit sakonu. If you don't put the band-aid with medicine on the mokum amila, or you don't put the powder, the kumoin, it's a sakonum afochinami ki lo yovit sakonu. If you don't do a mitzitza, you should know the kid is in the sakonum. So the portion of Gemara Tamashma, the reason why we do a mitzitza is to heal mishum refuah the kitchen as the kitchen adoy. Right, the v'noisin olei is planus.
Mishnah says you're allowed to put this band-aid on top of the Makam Amila. Omer Abaye. Omerly Aim. Abaye said his mother told him, Istanisa de Kulan Kivi. What's the best type of a band-aid to put on all type of wounds that you have? Kivi, any type of a sore. Now this Istanisa, we said, is not a pure band-aid. It has medicine inside it. So what's the best type of remedy to put on all your sores? Says mother told him, Shev minoy tarva. Should be 7 portions of fat. Tarva is fat. V'chode kiroi. And 1 portion of wax. That this type of medicine cures. Rava said, Kira, what does it mean by wax? The Kalba Rishno. That's the type Rashi says, Kira the Kalba Rishno, who zefes shalait, shematim imenu. A type of a resin that comes out of the wood, out of the trees. Shloyai de or, even without burning it, the resin comes out. Vilavon, it's white. So this thing that comes out of the tree, that's very good to heal you. Maradorash Rava the Mechuza. Rava, Darshan, Barabman, tell everybody, you know what the best medicine to put on the bandit is? Is this type of a sap that comes out of the tree. Is Karino B'nai Menyumi Yasir. So B'nai Menyumi Yasir, he was a special doctor there. So he was the one that knew this remedy beforehand. Now that Rava, Darshan, and Barabman, like, put him out of business. Is Karino B'nai Menyumi Yasir Lemanayu. He had to rip up all his bandits that he had. Because he had this cigarette until now, this is a special bandit that heals. But now that Rav, Darshan, and Barabim, everybody knew how to do it, they don't have to come to the doctor anymore, they'll do it themselves. So Omalahu, Rav told him, no, don't feel so bad. Shafki lechu chada, I left you over one secret, like one refuah, that I didn't tell the Rabbim. The Yama Shmuel, what's this refuah? That Shmuel says, Haiman demashiyape, somebody washes his face. For le'nogiv tuve, he doesn't dry his face well. Nikterulei chaspanisa. He's going to have scabs, things that are going to grow on his face. Then we get sick from that. So Rashi says, one pshat is ponev mispakois, you'll have cracks on your face. No, you get type of scabs will grow on your face if you wash your face and you don't wipe it well. Maita kante, what's the refuah to take away these scabs? Limshe tuba b'maya desukum. Wash it very good with beet juice. Maya desukum, sukum is beets. Shrashi merik tradin, beet or soup. If you wash your face with beet soup, that will heal it. Right. Loi sochot mera shabbos. So the Mishnah says, this kumain, that's a type of a herb that you have to grind down to use the powder for a fuah, you put on top of the mila. Let's say you didn't grind it down before Shabbos, so you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos, because grinding is nisa d'oraisa. So you're not allowed to do nisa d'oraisa, that's only a heksher. Since you should have done it before Shabbos, you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos. So mainly the Mishnah says like this, if you could do it without the ayudei l'sitzam, that means if you could chew the herb, and Aide Shinui, you could get it in a matzah that it could be powder into medicine, then you could use it. But if you can't chew it down, so you're not going to have the medicine, it's also to make the mila. You have to wait till the next day to make the mila. Tana Rabbonim, Devarim Shein Oysim Lemila B'Shabbos, Oysim Lo B'Yomtiv. There's certain things that you can't do on Shabbos, you can't be doing a Shabbos, but on Yomtiv you're allowed to do it. Soichakin Lo K'moin, that on Yomtiv, if you didn't prepare the medicine before Yomtiv, you didn't grind it down, you're allowed to grind down the kumain on Yomtiv. We'll soon see why. Because medicine, you're allowed to do it for your own purpose. You're allowed to eat it on Yomtiv. V'torfen lo yayin b'shemen. Who would then on Yomtiv, you're allowed to beat up the yayin and the shem, like it says in the Mishnah, that was a type of refuah. They used to beat up yayin and shemen together and pour that on the makam amila, that was a refuah. So even though the Mishnah says on Shabbos you should not do it, but on Yomtiv it's mutter. How come it's saying on Yontif you're allowed to grind up this kumoin, this herb, to use for medicine? Why? Because on Yontif you're allowed to grind anywhere, like Tzorcha Oichon Nefesh is mutter. So since it's mutter, Tzorcha Deira, that's why you could do it now, Mishum, you could do it now for the Mila. Obazoy the Kasher is Yain Veshemin, Chosinami Bishabis Lechoyla. Why does the Mishnah say, if you don't have the yayin and shemen, beat it up before Shabbos? You're not allowed to beat it up on Shabbos, why not? If you have a cheder on Shabbos, you are allowed to beat up the yayin and shemen together. So say, now for the meal, it should also be mutter. The Tanya, we learned, ain't torfin yayin v'shemen l'cheder b'Shabbos. Tanakam holds you're not allowed to beat up together yayin v'shemen to use for cheder on Shabbos. Now, what exactly the yister is in beating up Yayin v'Shemen doesn't say clue on Rashi. Some of Parshim learn it, like we had before, you're not allowed to beat up an egg. A raw egg you can't beat up on Shabbos. And before Rashi said, because it looks like you're beating it up, I'm an ass to cook it. Because what are you beating up eggs for? Normally you beat up an egg to make a scrambled egg. So So since you're not allowed to make a scrambled egg on Shabbos, you're not allowed to beat it up, because it looks like you want to do it with the Kedera. Here also, if you beat up Yayin v'Shemen, it looks like you want to use it to make a kugel. And you cook, and you're not allowed to cook on Shabbos. Therefore, with the Rabbanan, you're not allowed to beat up Yayin v'Shemen. So Tana Kama holds, even with Tzarek Rufua, you're not allowed to do it. Amr Rabbi Shimon ben Eloza, Mishum Rabbi Meir, he said over the name of Rabbi Meir though, Av Torfin Yayin v'Shemen. No, Rabbi Meir holds his mutter. Rabbi Meir holds, you're allowed to beat up Yayin v'Shemen on Shabbos, the Tzarek Rufua. Has his own like a mechzei, like you're cooking, it's the Rabbanan, the Tzarek Rufua, the Rabbanan will make him. So the kasher is, according to Rabbi Meir, that you're allowed to beat it up on Shabbos for Chayla, who adin, you should be allowed to beat it up, the Tzarek Mila. So why does and the Kasha Rashi says it that our Mishnah is a Stam Mishnah, and usually a Stam Mishnah is according to Rameya. Rash Rameya, the Stam Mastis and Rameya. Is why does the Mishnah say you have to do it to Mokam Ashinui? Why can't your mamish beat up the Yayin Veshemin? According to Rameya, he says since you could do it for Chayla, it should be mutter to do it on Shabbos. Om Rabbi Shimon ben Eloza, Pamachas, once happened to Maitza, Chosh Rabbi Meya Bemeyev. Once Rabbi Meir himself got sick, he had pains in his stomach. And the Talmidim wanted to beat up for him to give him this refuah, to beat up Yayin v'Shemen and give it to Rabbi Meir to eat. But lo hinichu, and Rabbi Meir didn't let them do it for him. Is so Talmidim asked Rabbi Meir, Tivarecha, your diva, you just passed in its mutter. Is Yavatlu b'chayecha, like you yourself want to be Mavatlu Yom Psak? You said it's mutter. Omar Lonus, Rabbi Meir answered us back, even though I myself hold Miikra Dinis Mutta to beat up the Yain and Shem together for a Cholom. The Chaveri Oimrim Kach, and my Chaverim, those say no, it's also, is Miyomai Loi Malani Libil Avra Divri Chaverim. It was a Midav Rameyan. He didn't like to go connect his Chaverim. Even though Laloch Yeldu was Mutta, Abulamaisa, he was Choshish for his Chaverim. We had before that such a midah. I never went over. I never did something. I didn't listen to mechaverim. So since mechaverim say it's aser, even though I hold it's mutter, so he himself didn't want to be machmir. It's a dia ku niyo the machmir nafshei. Rav Meir himself was machmir upon himself. Abul kuliyal mishori. But for everybody else, it's mutter to beat up this yain v'shemen on Shabbos. Why does our Mishnah say for Mila, you're not allowed to beat up the Yayin v'Shemen on Shabbos? Why not? Since you're allowed to do it for Chayla, it should be mutter to do for a Mila. And the Gemara, Hosam leboyelecha. It depends how hard you have to beat it up. Shrashi leboyelecha, the torfel arba yofa yofa. If you want to give it stam for Chayla for remedy to get cure from a sickness he has, you don't have to beat it up that much. That's mutter. Abhocha boyelecha. Mashen can hear in the Mishnah when you want to give it to a tinnik after he had his mila to pour the shemen v'yayin. The way they used to do it was to beat it up a lot. So that's also, and that's not mutter to do on Shabbos at all. Hachinami, abahocha boy leicha. Fred Gemara b'zoi hachinami nevad v'le leilach. Abzoi still shrei al Mishnah. Why isn't it mutter to mix up the yayin v'shemen, but don't do such a good job, enachnamin, to mix it up very good, that's also. But mix it up just a little bit, it's the same must that you're allowed to do for a chaylom, should be mutter to do for a mila. And when Mishnah's mashmah, nothing. The Mishnah says you have to do each one separately. You have to put yayin separately and shemen separately. You can't mix it all together. And the Gemara, when the Mishnah says you put shemen by itself, and yayin by itself on the milah, it doesn't mean mamas separately. It means you can mix it together, but just not mix so thoroughly. It means you're allowed to mix them together, because you don't beat them up well. To beat them up very well, that's also midirabonin. Because if you beat up yayin v'shemen very, very well, it looks like you want to use it to make a kugel. So the rabbonin asked you, because you can't cook on Shabbos. Well, strength, if you're beating it up not so much, that's mutter to do it. Right. Tana Rabbonin. Ein misananin es a chardol viv misananin nishaloi. On Yom Tov, you're not allowed to put a chardol as the mustard seeds through its sieve. Ein misananin es a chardol misananin nishaloi. You can't do it. So Rashi says, why not? Es a chardol viv Yom Tov, misananin nishaloi. Time of first lakamei, demechse kaburu. Since you're putting it through its sieve, it looks like you're making burr. You throw away the shaft of the mustard seeds, and you only want to use the seeds itself. So to use a kli to make burr, that's osur on Yom Tov. But Rashi says it's only mechti, it's only osur with the Rabbanan. The question, why isn't really an issa burr here? So Taisa says, Miyu boro lehevei shagam apselus roye lachila. By the mustard seeds, even the pselus is also roye teat. So it's not called burum. Huladomil mishmeris the reish toilin, the iglamadim achai mishim burum. Mashankin, other burum means this pselus that's not edible at all, that you want to throw away, and only use the oichel, that's burum. But here by the mustard, since both parts of it is edible, it's only awesome of the rabbon and it's mechsei keburum. You can't make the mustard seed sweet with coals. What they used to do coals is, they used to have a hot coal and throw it into a pile of a bunch of mustard seeds. And in the mustard, the coal will go out, it will like scorch the mustard seeds, and that will make it a little bit sweet. So it's also to do on Shabbos, because you're doing a melechas kibui. By putting this coal into the mustard seeds, you're putting out the coal. So it's also mishum kibui. Used to like put out a coal in the mustard seeds. Oyevin isokus. Omalei Abayi, the Rabbi Yosef, Maishno miho. Why is it different that we learned the Tanan? Noisnim beitzo b'mesanene shachardol. An egg you're allowed to put through a sieve. So what's the difference between an egg is mutter and the mustard seeds are also? Omalei hosom lemeschei kibur. An egg, the pshat is the whole egg goes through it and there's no pselus at all. So there it's not even mechsei kibur. But here I call upon him by the mustard seeds, I call upon him, it's mechseke burr. A little bit that looks like burr. You're not allowed to sweeten it off by putting a coal inside the mustard seeds to put out the coal. For the more of what Tanya, another bride says, it says it is mutter. So here it's a spear, is a mutter also. And the more like Kasha. One is talking about the coal that's come from metal. Now a metal, very hot metal, the pshat is, there's no issa kibui midiraisa on a metal. There's only issa kibul on wood. Kam begechele shaleis. If it's made out of wood, a regular coal, and you put out the coal, that's an issa deraisa of kibui. So then we say, don't put it into the mustard seeds to make the mustard seeds sweet. Mashenki, if you're doing a chele shomatchis, shom metal, there's no issa kibui putting out the metal. So therefore, about you not mechaven here, he'll be mutter. Yeah. By metal it's not shaykh kibui. The ain't nasa pechem. Metal doesn't become into a coal, so therefore it's muta. Omalei Abayi l'Rabbi Yosef. Maishno mi bisru agumri. Why is it different than putting meat on top of coals on yomtiv? You're allowed to like roast meat on yomtiv. Now putting meat on top of the coals, the juice of the meat puts out the coal also. So why don't you chosh it from a kibu there? You see, you're allowed to do a kibu on yontif. Or malay hosam la yefsha. The Teretz says, you're allowed to make kibu. Any tzarech achila is mutter on yontif. Now to roast the meat on erev yontif is not the same thing as eating fresh roasted meat on yontif. Therefore it's called la yefsha. Since you couldn't roast it erev yontif, there's a heter to roast the meat on yontif. Or b'hoch efsha. Mashrekin here, the mustard seeds, you want to make it sweet. You want to put the coal in it to like squash it to make it sweet. You could have done that Erev Yomtiv. So since you could have done that Erev Yomtiv, you have no hetter to do it on Yomtiv. There's only mutter cook or do tzorchei achil on Yomtiv that's not as good as if you would have done the Erev Yomtiv. Therefore, you're allowed to do it on Yomtiv. But something you could have done Erev Yomtiv, you're not allowed to do on Yomtiv.
You're allowed to do mechavel l'tzorchei achil?
What?
On Yomtiv, you're allowed to be mechavel l'tzorchei achil?
How to be what?
Mechavel, to do kibui.
Yeah, right. That's what it says here, right? Omalei Abayi l'Rabbi Yosef, maho legabin. What about to make cheese on Yom Tov? Is that mutter or not? Ma legabin, Rashi said, legabin gvina. As a type of doima talish, it looks like you're being lash, like you're making the milk a little bit thicker. Is doima talash, is that mutter on Yom Tov or not? Omalei Yosef, he said it's also, you can't make cheese on Yom Tov. For the Gemara, Maishna Malisha. Why is it worse than Mamas Lisha? You're allowed to knead, you're allowed to bake on Yom Tov, you can make the whole dough on Yom Tov. So how come you're allowed to do Lisha on Yom Tov? So why is cheese different? Same Teretz. A bread or cake, a fresh bread tastes much better than yesterday's bread. Therefore, it's called you're allowed to do it on Yom Tov. It's not Efsha to do the same way on Erev Yom Tov. But to make cheese, it's a day old, it's the exact same cheese. So, Mela, since you should have done an Erev Yom Tov, you have no right to do it on Yom Tov. For the Moraiva Amri Nadoi, it says, Nadoi said, Givina Bas Yoma, a cheese that's one day old, Miley, it's very, very good. So, Morhoki Kamri. What they meant to say there was afilu gvina bas yema malim. It's not the pshat that the first day old it tastes much better. It's fresh. If that would be the pshat, it would be mutter to do it on Yom Tov. But the pshat is just meant to say, Avada, if it's 2-3 days old, it's just as good. Just even a piece of cheese 1 day old is also good. But if it's 2-3 days old, avadu, it's good. So merely have no heter to make the cheese on yomtiv, because it would have been just as good if you made it erev yomtiv. So anything you could have done erev yomtiv, and you're pasheya, it's also to do on yomtiv. Rashi said, Leyevshom, the path chama hot bread, my litvei, tastes much better. Hocheshem yesvo, mashenke, to make the mustard is better yesterday. It's just as good yesterday. Right. Ein oisin lecholot. The Mishnah says now, after the milah, Mold used to put a little cloth around the milah to hold the oil in place. If you didn't make the cloth before Yom Tif, you can't make it on Shabbos. Omar Abayim, Omar Li'ein, Hai Cholot Yenuka, this cloth that you like the clipe of a beged, you put around the milah, Lefanya, the Lesatra Li'ila. That means the hem should be facing upwards. Why? Dilma Midbagar, because if it's not facing upwards, maybe a string from the hem will get caught, Minei, it'll get caught in the milah, and when you pull off the beged, we also take Krus Shufcha. You'll come to ruin him, to make Krus Shufcha in the Mokam in the Gid. Therefore, always make sure the hem is facing upwards. Ema de Abaye means Abaye's nurse, Ovdo Kisisto Lapalga. She made a lining half inside the beged halfway. So Vaisa, to protect, make sure no strings stick out to touch the Mokam Amilah, she made a lining inside. Omer Abaye, Hayinukud Lesle Cholik. A Yanukud, they don't have any cloth prepared to put over the Mokam Amilah. Laisa Bliyosa, let them bring an old Shemata. The Yistle Shifter, that has a hem on it. Velichruche Leshift Lotitoi. Let them put the hem facing downwards. V'yayif Leleluya, and then turn it over and make it face upwards. Kids is the same type of shot to make sure the threads don't go near the Mokam Amilah. You have a kid that was born. The Rashi learned Lo Yodam Afkosi means you don't know where the Mokam, Rashi Shei Nikaboy Nekev, you don't know where the hole of his back is, Beis Harei, where the Shmut comes out. We're not talking about the Gid. We're talking about where the Zevul comes out of the body. So the kid, the hole there is covered up. You don't know where exactly the makam of the hole should be for the zevul to come out. It's l'shay for mishcha. You should rub him with oil. V'luk melad yoyme, and then take him out on a nice sunny day, like lake his body up in the sun. You could see through light. V'echad the ziga, where it looks very shiny, like the sun is coming through. Sorry, that's the makam of hole. Likriyo, you should cut it to him. Bisarta with a barley. Okay, the barley, a fresh barley, is very sharp. Shesi there, make a cut across and diagonal, make a cut. But don't use a knife. That's no good. Mishum the tzorif. That can make an infection there. So don't use a knife, but use better a barley. A barley is better. Abaye says his mother told him, Hayanuka the loymayis. If you have a kid that's not nursing, the baby doesn't want to suck. Is meka deka pumayil. The reason concern here that his lips are too cold. Since his lips are cold, doesn't have enough strength there to suck. Maitakante, what's the answer to mistak on the lips? Laise kisa gumri, bring a case full of hot coals. Valinkate le bahadi pumit, let it be near the kid's mouth. The kid to heat up his mouth. The chayim pumayu, his mouth should become hot. Umayit, then it'll become to suck. Then he'll get more strength there, and he'll be able to suck. V'yom rabayit. Omer liyein, hayinuka deloy menshisa. If you have a kid that didn't start breathing yet, the kid was just born, and there's no breath is coming out. Fan him with a fan. Or menashtia, and that will make him start breathing. That's Nate says. Instead of giving a patch in the face to make him cry, they do today. Mara says, the Yetzirah is to fan him a little bit. Give him a little fan there, that will wake him up. Ram Rabbaya, Omer Liyein, Hayinuka Deloimeya. Yanuka also, he's not breathing too well. Also on the side it says, Pirishain, Moitzi Hevel Michaitmoi. From his nose, no air is coming out of his nose. Is Lysi Slisa Dime, bling the placenta of the mother, for Lisri Kealavai, and rub it on him. Omeya, that will make him breathe very good. Yomar Abai, Omru Liyain, Abai says, mother told him, Hayinuke the cotton. A kid is very thin. Baby's too thin. How do you make him fat? Lysi Lisulsa, bring again the placenta of the mother, the ime, for Lishrike Alabayu, and rub it on him. Mikutna Liumba. Hey, the placenta, one side of it is thin, and the other side is very, very thick. So rub first the thin side, then the thick side. Like a mushroom to say this kid should become from thin to thick. The olam, let's say the kid is too fat. Well, Lavaska is too fat, but it's not healthy. Rashi says, Rashi, Viol, Rashi, Vulei Machas Brios, not the pshat, he's too fat. El Nafuach, he is blown up. It's no good, like he's blown up too much. What?
Bloated.
Leah loaded, no good. Biolim, and then the other way, rub the placenta on the tinig, me'umalakutna, from the thick side of it down to the thin side of it. That's to show that he should lose his thickness. His mother told him, Hayinuka kid, the sumik, if he's born very red, you should know the pshat is the akati lo yivle beidomo. The blood is in between the skin and the body. It's not nivla, the blood inside the body. It didn't get inside the meat. Is made a lisar chulei. Don't make a mila yet. Wait with the mila. Adi yivlo yibedoma. Until the blood seeps into his body. Because if you make the mila now, it's a sakana. Since all the blood is between the skin and the meat, you make a mila, all the blood will come out. Yeah, so wait, tivla beidoma limli. Wait till the blood seeps into the basar, and then make a mila. Fight to the yorik, if the kid is green, you should know the pshat is the akatra nofu beidomi. The pchal, he doesn't have blood in the system altogether. That's why he's so green. His male lissach, wait a while, ad nofu beidamya. Until he has blood in the system, then blimele, then you make a bris mila. The tanyom reb nosin, famacha salas le karchayom. I once went to the karchayom. O boss isha lefonai, and isha came to see me. Shemola b'no rishon, that she made a mila on her first son who mate, the kid died. Shania, she had a second son, Ovaitu Meis Bishas Mila. Shlisha came to the third son before she made the Mila, she came to Reb Nosim. Heviosolophonai. She said, look at my son, should I make a Mila or not? As Reisa, Reb Nosim saw the son, Shuodim, he's very red. Or Martilos, I told her, you should know, Hem Tinu Loi Achivlo Boidomai. Wait, don't make the Mila now, until the blood seeps into the system, into the meat. The Hemtinula, so she waited, Ashenivla by Dhamma, till the redness went away from the kid, that means the blood went into the meat, Omolo, Isai, Fechai, and then the kid lived. Vayakurvin Isai Nosnabavli, and they called the name Nosnabavli, that was his name. Al Shemi. Shuv Palmach, another mice happened, the Lachtim Dinas Kaputkia. I went to visit the place of Kaputkia, Obos Isha Achas Lafonai. Shuv, same thing, Shemola Benor Rishain Umeis, Shni Umeis. Shlishi Abiyos Lefonai. The first two children died, but the third kid, she went in front of Reb Nosim. She said, look at my son, shall I make a meal or not? Is Risa, I saw him, Shu Yorok, he was all green. Is he tzatzti boy, Larisa boy dam? I like squeezed him, and I saw no blood at all, came near, and they came to the surface. Is Larisa boy dam? Bris, I saw no dam bris. Or Matiloy, I told her, Hemtinuloy, wait, Archiipo boy dam, until he gets blood in the system. Vimtinuloy, and she waited. Then she made a mila, and then he lived. And right there they called the kid's name on my name, Nosna Bavli. So in the Santa, let's look at the last Rashi. Rashi learns here, I saw the kid was green. He tapped the boy, I like bit him or did something to say I pinched him. So Rashi learns, there are two chesroinis here. Chodo, one is the moyulei lenofik menei dama. If I make a mila now, no blood at all would come out. Now what's wrong with that? The atof is dam bris mitzvah. The Santa Rashi is the only place that says the Masechta this word in Rashi. That having dam come out b'shas mila, that's a part of the mitzvah's mila. Hatof is dam bris, that's a mitzvah. Hey, we know that the klal, let's say a goy l'moshol, that he had a mila when he was a goy. Now he's mizgayer, we make a mila, we make a atof is dam bris. So Porsche, that's time a new mitzvah, Tophas Dam Bris, take some blood out of him. Or else a kid that's born gemalt already. So still needed to make a Tophas Dam Bris. Porsche, that's time a new halachim. For Rashi's mashma, that's a part of every bris mila. And every bris mila, there's also a Tophas Dam Bris. A part of the mitzvah mila is cut off the yorlo and make a Tophas Dam Bris. Dam should come out, but shasta mila. So here, since this kid has no dam, he wouldn't even carry the mitzvah, kitzurosai. True, he'll cut off the yorlo, but he wouldn't have any Tophas Dam Bris. The Rashi Batov is Dam Bris Mitzvah. Kidachsiv Gamas Bedam Brisko. The Yoid, Nochab Shat, why he didn't want to do it here is, the Mesukuno is Mamakam Sakona. Or Mishum Chusha, Shloi Noitzu Bayadayim Dam. Since the kid didn't have any blood in the system, and will make a Mila now, afraid he'll die. So there's two reasons why he didn't want to do the Mila. But this is Rashi, said it's a Rashi, in every single Mila, when the Dam comes out, that's a Kim of Mitzvah's Dam Bris. That's also a Chelik of every Mitzvah. Not just done by Iger or Neilat Moil. Every kid, his bris also needs a Tophas Dam Bris. Right, the Zokta Mishnah. Marchitza Nesa Kotin. You're allowed to wash the cotton on Shabbos, Bein Lufnei Amila, before you make the Maisa Mila, or Bein Liachra Mila. Even after you make the Mila, you're allowed to wash the kid with hot water.